The TACCAST podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TACCASTpodcast.com.
Click on our Amazon affiliate link
on our website
before you shop there.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. In case your tractor hits a cow, it's the TACCAST podcast.
Wait.
This is a podcast where we talk about stuff. By we, I mean Terry and Gatch.
Hey,
this is a podcast called the TACCAST Podcast, and we're in cahoots with Old Scratch. We've got some segments that we'd like to do for you, like what's in Hans' CD player, celebrity birthdays, and some deaths too. Sometimes friends' birthdays to be fair.
That's cool.
Some days we have guests and some days we don't. This week we might have one, maybe next week we won't. But one thing for certain, TNG will be here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday of the year. This is our podcast called the TACCAST Podcast. A new episode is here at last.
Always record.
Okay, look out.
Yeah.
That's
nasty. Is that drunk Wade?
Yeah.
I'll put bubblegum in your hair.
What?
Hide a tat on your favorite chair.
That's not very nice.
Sneak up and wedgie you from behind.
Better switch from the front.
To the principal. I don't mind. Am I nasty? Just ask me.
All right, are you nasty?
I tell Blitz to go chase its tail. I tease Brett till he moans and wails. I call Space Ghost a big baboon. I oughta
what
be
a dick.
Safe, and it oughta be soon, cause I'm nasty.
Hello, all you baboons.
Boing.
Whoa.
This is the TACCAST for 17.
Hump day.
It is hump day.
That's why we're so nasty.
It is nasty.
I ought to be spanked.
A little Zorax from the Brack Show.
Boing.
Check it out, Hans.
Yeah.
That was for you, buddy.
And
a little nod to Kurt Cobain, who killed himself 19 years ago last week. I know.
What are they going to do for his 20th anniversary?
Bleach is getting back together, going to do a show.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we have planned.
Courtney Love's trying to block it.
Yeah, she's pissed as fuck.
She's been talking to Pat, making him not play.
I am Gocula, Count Gocula today.
Gatula.
Mm-hmm.
Count Gatula.
Gatula.
And I'm
Count
Gocula.
We are here with
our new. He's not a regular anymore. He's just a
irregular.
He's just part of the show.
Can I be Lance Hootenphil?
Yeah,
Hootenanny.
Yeah,
Hootenphil.
You know, that reminded me of the Count Chocula.
Yeah,
which reminds me that Count Chocula looks like Al Davis, and then
Frankenberry,
and then. Yeah, I was thinking of Boo Berry, and that reminds me of a cat I saw the other day on my cat from hell. Its name was Burberry, and it was blind.
And deaf.
And deaf. And
well, you know what it could do really well?
Yeah.
It could play a mean pinball.
Mm-hmm. He was a pin cat wizard.
Whoa. Are you guys talking real shit? Or
did I take your joke?
Well, most of it's real.
Oh.
Dude, he could, though, because he had some fast hands, man. He would... Because, you know, he couldn't see or hear. You know, you approach him, he's just like, get the fuck away from me. And he loved to go and hide behind the toilet. Was his favorite place to go.
Wow.
And I thought that would be equal to, like, you go into a strip club, and then you go and hang out behind the trough. Right? I'm going to go and lay down behind the trough. Hey, just.
I bet it smells better.
Yeah. Right, I'm a little bit scared in here, so...
That's a crazy story. You're freaking me out.
Yeah. Is there any place that has ladies' troughs? Would it be just like a skinnier one so they just straddle it?
No, we were talking about that. I was talking about that with somebody about having lady urinals where you just back up
into. Yeah, we talked about
it.
That, I think.
Yeah. Wouldn't it just be a drain in the floor?
Yeah. Well, I think they have like a seat. That's like, but you just kind of hover over it, or I don't even know.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like they'd want to sit on it.
No.
But if you could do that, why not just make a urinal for guys to shit in?
Whoa.
That happened one time at the Shriners Hospital. Kid was a little special, and he pooped in the urinal. That's just weird.
So
you can't. And he flushed.
Is that a special privilege he should have?
No,
be able to...
He got in trouble for that. They took away his wheelchair for a week. Just kidding. That'd be funny, huh?
Yeah. They took away his weird Shriner hat for a week
and his little Shriner car.
His little car.
Have you ever been kidnapped?
No.
Have you, Lance?
I actually have.
Really?
Same truth, yes.
Well, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
All right.
Do we go into this or just leave it?
No, it's up to you, but I was just going to say that.
I actually have been kidnapped twice.
Really?
Yeah.
By parents?
Once by parents, yes, and once by like
a weird guy.
Early 80s girl.
Hmm.
On my birthday.
Awesome.
Wow.
I'm scared now.
All right. And so.
I'm glad you're okay.
Do you know that you can pay to be kidnapped now?
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, you pay and then somebody will come and kidnap you. And it can be up to your specifications. But the only real thing they say that it would have to give you the feeling that it has gone wrong. Like something's, you know, gone awry.
Right.
And they're really going to harm you and or whatever, you know.
Do you have a safe word?
You would think so. I think you do a pre-list like this is, you know. He said the reporter that the magazine hired to be kidnapped. I wonder if they told him first. No, he said he said he did not want to be stun gunned, but they stun gunned him. And so I guess
he gave his money back.
I don't know.
I said no stun guns. Crazy. I want my $50 back.
I was watching have you seen that show Nathan for You?
No.
On Comedy Central.
Huh.
It's kind of interesting.
Who's the Nathan?
I can't remember his name. But he does just some weird things. Like one, he didn't feel very comfortable with the ladies, you know, with his game. And so he hired a host and he rented a place and did like a show, like made a fake show, like the Bachelor or whatever.
Right.
And he hired a host that was like hot, some, you know, dude. And so he kept going, can you leave the room? You're like making me look ugly to all these girls. And, you know, and the girls were all in the what he said at one time, he asked a girl, he's like, do you love me? And she's like, well, you know, we've only hung out a little time. And he's like, yeah, but I got to make the decision tonight who to get rid of. Do you want to stay? I love you. And, you know, and so he just kind of does like little skits like that.
Huh, I'll check it out.
I can't remember why.
You brought that up.
It was a different skit that I was going to talk about. Oh, the kidnapped.
Kidnapped.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had the haunted house thing where he set up this haunted house, right?
Yeah.
And these people went into the haunted house and... this lady came out that was working within a haunted house, and she said, I think I touched him. And the guy's like, did she touch you? For all freaking out. She's got this disease or whatever, and she touched you, blah, blah, blah. And so they brought in these medics, and they all had biohazard suits on, and they're coming out, and they're like, we got to get you into quarantine. And this couple were freaking out, and then they got out of the ambulance, and they're like, right this way. And they're like, we're not going anywhere. If he has it, we have it. We all have it. And then they walked out of the thing, and that was the end of the ride.
Oh, wow.
Huh. So this is like a series on Comedy Central?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's like Pretend Time or, you know, the Kroll Show or something like that. I'd only ran into it a few times the other week.
Check it out. Have you ever heard of a show called New Girl?
I've watched that a couple times. I'm not going to lie.
Is it dumb? I heard that Zoe Deschanel.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
I heard Ron Funches was on that the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I watched it the other day.
It's like Sunny in Philadelphia, just like buddy comedy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's a little bit more geared away, or not so comedy, though, is it, as far as, like, here's feelings and stuff like that?
Oh, there is.
Yeah. Probably got
I'm
some
just
little
a
funny
girl
parts.
And I can't get blah, blah, but then she tries to get the guys laid. And...
I don't know what to think about that girl, but I just thought it was kind of cool. I didn't get to see
herself.
It yet, but to see that Ron Funches is getting
that's
some
cool,
work
yeah.
there in L.A.
We'll check it out.
Yeah,
see,
I don't know if it's a new episode or whatever it is, but earlier you were saying you wanted to talk about Todd and the Book of Pure Evil.
I do.
Do you know about that, Lance?
I did not until earlier when I was enlightened to it.
Ah.
Do you know about it?
Well, I got it confused with another movie that's something about
Todd.
Well,
this is
Todd.
A series.
Yeah, I know.
Canadian
that's
series.
Why
oh,
I was
right.
confused. There was a movie called something about Todd and somebody.
Yeah, I know which one. Fubar or something.
Something. I can't remember, but
yeah,
it
I know which
weird.
One you're talking about.
But yeah, so this is a series. This is a Canadian comedy mm-hmm. slash horror series.
First,
now, you've watched it?
Yeah, I've watched the first... five or six episodes. How I came about it was Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes. You know, they uh-huh. have their podcast empire,
yep.
Smodcast.
Yep.
Hey, give us $5, buddy.
Buddy.
Oh. No, but he was on it. He's the janitor, and he was talking about being on it, and I just checked it out this morning, actually, and it's pretty good. It starts off, and this guy, they're doing a battle of the bands, and this guy, you know, it's in his mind. He's all big and bad and playing this badass riff. And, you know, and they're trying out in front of the school board or whatever, the principal and stuff like that. And they're thinking they're rocking, and then all of a sudden you see the drummer's arm fly off and land right on their thing. He's got, like, an artificial arm, and he just keeps playing, and it shows them, and they're all sucking it up. It's how it really is, you know. And then the jock's like, get off the stage, you get you. Make me jerk off, you jerk off, and then everybody's all in the cafeteria. Lady comes in, and then the jock gets up there with his guitar and their band called Football,
so,
and just wails away.
So
and then
funny.
It's all centered around this book. He finds this book and becomes a metal god for a little while, and makes people's eyes and ears bleed makes the football players bleed out his ass. Yeah, he's like, I'm going to make you bleed out of your ass. When he challenged him, he all slaps him with his, like, 80s leather glove.
Oh, no.
So Netflix. Oh, Netflix. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's got two seasons on there.
It says...
And then he actually bled out his ass later. Big old pool of blood. Help me, I'm bleeding out my ass. It's all...
That sounds hilarious. It says that they're high school students.
It's set in a high school.
In a small town that was secretly founded by Satanists.
Yeah, I'm not that
Crowley
far
High.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it's Crowley High, and they got a goat head.
That should be a
little,
tip off right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it says, after encountering a cursed magical tome with a mind of its own, the Book of Pure Evil, which grants the wishes of those who hold it in dark and sinister ways they don't
each
intend.
Each episode goes through, like, one person having it.
Yeah, they team up in an attempt to track down and destroy the book, although it has an unfortunate tendency to fly away after the spells are done.
Yeah.
And each episode revolves around a student using the book to try to make their life better, though it usually results in chaos, mayhem, and bloodshed at the school.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So there's two seasons out is all, and they're both on? They're both on there. Oh, cool. So I wonder if they're going to make any more.
I don't know. I think it's almost seemed like it was, it just came out, and then Netflix
it came out in 2010 was the first, and then.
Yeah,
so
I think the second just came out almost instantly on Netflix availability.
Hmm.
But I'm not sure about that.
Direct to Netflix.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're doing something right.
Yeah.
I'm still stoked for that Arrested Development to come out.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I heard What's-His-Name is going to be on there.
Which
Carl.
One? Oh, yeah.
Carl Weathers.
Giving you acting lessons?
Yeah.
But not really?
Yeah.
Carl Weathers, you mean Apollo Creed?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, the Tobias Funke.
Or the guy from...
He was going to go spend his $1,100 on something, and then he ended up getting acting lessons from Carl Weathers.
Yeah, but he only taught him how to cook chili or something, didn't he?
Yeah. And some other weird things that he didn't really need to know.
Carl Weathers of Billy Madison fame?
Yep, for sure.
And Action Jackson?
Oh,
that
no.
can't be all. There's got to be more.
He's probably one of the ones that has like 70 movies that you've never heard of.
Yep. blaxploitation films.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch much blaxploitation?
That's so funny that came up earlier, because I think Pam Grier recently had a birthday, and me and Matt were talking about that genre.
Mm-hmm. Like Black Vampire.
This time.
Black Dracula.
This time it's for real.
This time the dark can get you in the light.
In 2010.
Oh, he's in Predator.
See, I knew. I thought that was Danny Glover.
He was also in Rocky, Rocky 2, and Rocky 4.
I thought that was Danny Glover. No, it was Apollo Creed.
He died in 4? What? He made it that long?
Did Rocky kill him?
No, those shorts did.
The red, white, and blue?
His acting did.
Or he was on Regular Show in 2010.
Did. Oh, nice.
Is that a cartoon, though?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
He was on Psych.
Or was he? Psych!
He was on that crappy show, Comebacks. That movie with Jim from The Office and George Clooney.
I never saw that.
It wasn't even, it was lame.
Good. I won't watch it then.
He played, Carl Weathers played Dr. Artemis Snodgrass in the Sasquatch Gang.
Huh. It's enough about Carl Weathers, goddammit. This isn't the Carl Weathers episode.
All right.
If you want to take acting lessons, you got to take them from someone like Chris Rock.
Yeah.
If you want to learn how to act like a black man in a white man's world.
Dude, he was in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Stop it.
What?
And Chris Barnaby Rock Jones.
Chris Rock would be like, what's his aliens? What? A black man don't like aliens.
Why would a black man pile so many mashed potatoes on his plate?
The first thing Carl Weathers was in is he played Alvin Brooks in one episode of Good Times.
Oh, man. Everybody gets their breaks on a stupid sitcom.
That was some Good Times, wasn't it?
Good Times, that's been to me.
I wonder if the mom was trying to hit on him, probably.
Speaking of Good Times, you guys ever found a couple eyeballs in a trash can?
Wooden or plastic?
Eyeballs. Just real.
Those craft ones.
No, like regular, like real eyeballs.
Nope.
People in Kansas City, Missouri, this is a shout out to our constant listener, Carrie Davis. She lives out there somewhere near Kansas City, Missouri, in Missouri. Well, some people are investigating two eyeballs that were found in a gas station trash can at Conoco. They called all the local eye banks and hospitals to see if they were waiting a delivery, but none were expecting any. And the captain of the police department is not sure whether a crime has been committed or not. Then, here's the stupidest part. After all that, well, they say a surveillance video shows some men dropping a package into the trash can. But now they say, we are truly not even sure if they're human eyes. So they could have been like pig eyes or...
Maybe they're fish eyes.
No, they probably would have been able to tell. They were, but they did transfer the eyes to Jackson County Medical Examiner's Office until the police determine who left them in the trash. Apparently, the guy can't.
And did they leave fingerprints on them?
Are they
going to dust them for fingerprints?
Did they not have their own trash?
That'd give you dry eyeballs.
Wouldn't you just look for somebody with no eyes?
Yeah, that's what. They'd be looking for their eyes too.
I bet they're Burberrys.
Burberrys.
The pin cat.
Oh, the blind wizard. And deaf pin cat wizard. Sure plays a mean eyeball.
They did start getting him to play.
Did he? Did he do good, though?
He started playing with stuff, yeah, when he calmed down.
Oh.
It was, they had another cat, because he was old, they had like some young cat that liked to just play around.
We call those transition pets.
Ah.
When you have an older one, and then you get a younger one.
I got some opposition when I was telling my little bit about cats and dogs and how I like cats better than dogs.
Oh, people.
Drew doesn't. Yeah. Drew Tideman, this is going to be my impersonation of him. Cats are just like trained rats. They're not even trained. Just let me come into your living room and shit while I look you right in the eye. He's like, just think if my wife let me do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's trained. He comes in and he hunches up his back and shits on the floor and just looks me straight in the eyes.
Sounds like he needs Jackson Galaxy to come up.
What?
It's like, well, you should keep your cat box, like, in the room, like the washer and dryer room or something, where you don't go a lot, and clean it out every day. And then, well, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he should just try doing that to see if his
Oh, that's right.
Cool
you were
it.
There. He was there. Was he there. Saw the whole thing. Yeah, so I guess I'm just telling Lance and all of our listeners that Drew was giving me a hard time. And so I'm going to make fun of him on my podcast. I'm going to have an episode
where... We were on four shows in one day, weren't we? Or you were.
Grillin'.
Right, if you count that.
Yeah. Exiled.
And then Grillin', ours.
And Pagcast. And multimedia.
We were on a road trip.
We were making videos and recording podcasts and doing some stand-up, and Dustin was doing some sit-down.
I was.
Dustin did sit-down comedy from the audience. They actually asked me if he wanted to come up, but he didn't have any.
They
he didn't make
me.
It to Joanne Fabrics yet.
Yeah. Seth tried to nudge me up there.
And then he left.
I think so did Drew.
Yeah.
I think they were both
They're
trying
working.
To see if I was going to do something.
Yep. So the other day I put a thing on my Facebook asking for topics, and we didn't get to this one. Carmichael McGee, now formerly known as Carmichael McGee. I think he's Mike McGowan now. That's his real name. But he wants us to talk about great venues being bought up and slowly broken down to be turned into a sports bar, John Henry's.
Brought up or bought up?
Bought up. So it was like like Subliminal Man, because at the very end there, he just... great venues being bought up and slowly broken down to be turned into a sports bar, John Henry's.
No, he wants us to talk about Tall Tales, too, at the end. Like John Henry and...
Okay.
And,
Pecos Bill. He's really into science, too, I know
Pecos
that.
Bill. And Hurricane
Pecos.
Sally, was that one of them?
Pecos.
Hurricane Alley.
I think it was Mustang Sally.
Mecos.
Mustang Sally!
Whoa.
You know, that song was almost Chevette Sally.
No. But they didn't have Chevettes back then.
Edsel Sally.
Edsel Sally. So, yeah, what do you guys think? So, you got a decent venue, such as John Henry's, who used to put on a lot of great shows. Still has been putting on some good shows. They've been getting bigger names in there, like Melvin's.
Do enough people go out to the shows over there to warrant
Nashville
more
Pussy, Guttermouth, and Reverend Horton Heat. They've been having a lot of good shows, but apparently they're bought by new people who said that they're not going to change things, but they're progressively and consistently firing all the crew that they had and replacing them. And
so they're going Big Shot Club is what you're saying?
They're going Sports Bar Club. They're going to try to get some more TVs in
there. Sounds like they're
there.
Selling big name tickets.
Well, they were, but that was like right when it changed hands. So I think they're going to phase that out. And they do a burlesque show on Sunday nights, but I think they're probably going to get rid of that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, I think the thing is that the sports popular in Eugene with the Ducks now, you know, you got probably a little bit more need for, I mean,
sports
I don't know how many sports bars there are over there. And, you know, I mean,
isn't that
the Duck closed down because there wasn't the demand for the show spaces for the venues, right?
I just don't think that they were making enough profit to pay the bills.
Yeah, so I don't think that's where the profit is in doing
the
live shows down there. And unfortunately, they probably gave it a shot and... You know, they probably realize that those rich jocks have.
Dude, we got a ghost at the podcast door. It's latched shut, but it's just.
I can't hear it because I'm deaf.
It's Carrie and/or Cujo.
Yep.
All
it's
right.
A crazy dog woman.
Do we need to do something about it?
No. I don't think it's picking up on the mics. It's just it's making my neck sore because me and Lance keep looking over there to see who's coming in.
Was rubbernecking?
I thought it was Chris Salmon bringing us a pizza.
Oh wow.
We gotta go get some pizza. We haven't had any pizza today yet. And shout out to Pizza Now. I'm working on a nice little 30-second spot for certain episodes, like maybe Monday when we didn't even talk about it at all. So we'll stick in a little commercial there.
Pizza Now.
And he likes to stick it in, Dustin does. Boy, does he ever. No, my little 5-second spot. If you're looking for Pizza Now, they're ready when you are. Yeah, I think I stole that from some mattress company or something.
I did. I did. I put it in there randomly at three times in the course.
I know.
Episode.
I heard that.
All right, that's 30 seconds worth.
But we also talked about it as we were eating it.
Yeah, we did.
And he's like, you're so stoned right now. And he's like, you're eating pizza and you're like really stoned. And
yeah. That was right after I came up with something goofy.
That's when you interrupted every question I asked him.
Yeah.
Then he's like, why do you have this guy in your show? He's so weird. It's like, it's really not his, my show. It's like our show. Why does he have me on our show? Yeah. Why do we have
there? I'm here to be weird.
He's the non-traditional counterpart.
Cool. Have you ever heard of the Masked Marauders band?
I don't think I've heard of that term.
The Masked Marauders?
Yeah, the Masked Marauders, but I didn't know it was a band. Are they metal?
I did not until a couple, or until yesterday.
I saw it on Brian Williams' Rock 30 or whatever fucking Rock Center show he was on.
I don't know what that is.
It was an album released on Warner Brothers in the fall of 69. It was an elaborate hoax concocted by Rolling Stone magazine.
Huh, not a real band then.
No, in October 18th issue, the magazine sarcastically claimed in a review of the non-existent album that it captured a super session of the era leading rock and roll musicians including Bob Dylan, Mick Jagger, John Lennon, and Paul McCartney.
That's a super group right there.
And that the reason none of the artists were mentioned on the album's cover was because of contractual agreements.
Huh.
Because so many people believed the review, it was decided that the previously unplanned recorded needed to be made in order to extend the life of the joke.
Well,
and then a virtually unknown band recorded it. And by the time it got to the record shops, it was virtually a legend.
Can you pull up some of their music? It's so bad.
Who's it made? Who?
Well, the Masked Marauders is what you'd find it under.
But did they say who's Amazon. Actually in the band?
They showed a couple of the dudes.
Yeah, it was a band called the Skittle Biddle Dirt Band or something out of
Skiffle.
The Skiffle Band.
Yeah.
Out of it had ties to Country Joe and the Fish back in San Francisco
it
days.
Was allegedly all these great musicians, but like the songs are so bad.
Huh.
Here's some of the parts that many readers took the review seriously despite these jokes. Produced by Al Cooper, the album was recorded with impeccable secrecy in a small town near the site of the original Hudson Bay Colony in Canada.
Huh.
The LP opens with an 18-minute version of Season of the Witch. The cut is highlighted by an amazing jam between bass and piano, both played by Paul McCartney.
Huh.
Dylan shines on side three, displaying his new deep bass voice with Duke of Earl. And Paul showcases his favorite song, Mammy. And while his performance is virtually indistinguishable from Eddie Fisher's version, it is still awesome.
Huh.
And it can truly be said that this album is more than a way of life. It is life.
Wow. Now, maybe I was thinking of the wrestler, the Masked Marauder.
The Cleanliness and Godliness Skiffle Band. A Berkeley, California group that was playing at the Fillmore and Avalon Ballrooms. And they played some Nashville Skyline-inspired type stuff. You know, that Dylan stuff.
Right.
They had songs like Cow Pie and I Can't Get No Nookie, which was deemed an instant classic.
Yeah, I tried to bring some of those up, but they all say you can't play this on a mobile device. Please put it on your favorites list and listen to it on a PC later.
Huh. All right.
Which is
so people can
stupid.
Go and check it out. It's available everywhere. You know, you can check out that song, Cow Pie.
So what brought you across that?
I saw it on Rock Center with Brian Williams. You know, he's a rock and roller.
Right.
But he took it a wrong approach. I mean, he was serious investigation. He was asking if him, personally, and other fans that got duped would be getting money back.
Ah.
That's what he wanted, because he waited for that album. He got took by the hoax. He was con.
That's funny.
And he wanted payback. I mean, he was like, he wasn't laughing. He wasn't smiling when he said it. He was serious. And at the end, he said, and if anyone else was out there that fell for this hoax back in the day, please email us. We want to know.
All right.
That
so
we were not the only ones.
If you've heard of those Masked Marauders from the late 60s and you got duped, maybe you just found out. Sorry about your luck. Spoiler alert, they weren't real. Sorry, dudes. But yeah, I'd never heard of that, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I guess next subject. Got a message on our website from Jeremy Rowe. Did you see that?
No.
He said he's going to be hitting us up, our old guys, going to be hitting up you guys' old episodes here soon to catch up on the shenanigans. You guys should do a show with my bro, Jeremy, from the Phone Booth Comics Cards and Collectibles shop.
Sure.
So if you're listening or you haven't caught up yet, that's probably 12 weeks down the road, yeah, Jeremy easily. Finally.
How many hours we got now?
Oh, 140, 60 million.
Yeah, a couple weeks of listening.
At least, and that'd be constant. And we know that you can't handle that, Jeremy. You can't handle the truth.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah. They don't? What about a metal Inquisition?
I was just thinking that. That's so funny.
I had my pile driver vinyl. I have that vinyl record, and it was sitting out the other day, and someone came over, and they're like, oh, my God, pile driver, I love that album. Can you play it? And I was like, I can't right now because my shit's fucked up. But you don't have the CD of that, do you? Or the tape?
Nope.
We sentence you to death. By guillotine. Sorry, you're dead. You're dead. So we hope you guys get out there and do some humping today. It is hump day. It's like the 10th of April. I can't believe that it's almost like... It's been raining like a bitch lately. I don't like it.
Fucking...
It is Oregon.
I know. April showers bring May flowers. I forgot. I thought we were done with all that bullshit.
But... April... Yeah, I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Oh, well. That's all right. What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to... This book is huge, man. Back before the internet was popular, they had 1,000-page books of just random facts.
Yeah.
I wonder if they still publish these.
I doubt it. They probably make about as many of those as they do wristwatches.
Yeah.
No, I guess they still make a lot of wristwatches, but... that was another movie that I saw a trailer for. It was Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. And they were
those guys didn't like each other.
They were watch salesmen. And then they lost their job. They'd been watch salesmen forever. And then they had to get retrained and they went to work for Google.
Because nobody uses watches anymore.
Right.
Thing.
Yeah. And then they went to work for Google.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just, it was just like, I don't know. It was weird. It was like the comedy of Wedding Crashers revisited, but a totally different
thing. So is that the idea of just saying something that's goofy like, why weren't people don't use watches anymore? It's all cell phones. Why do people make watches? Well, let's base a script on that.
Yeah, let's make a movie out of it.
We'll be like, we got to go into a new thing.
Mac Chase has a good joke about that. Do you still scold people when they're late by pointing to your wrist?
Yeah, I saw him the other day.
And you're like, okay, yeah, you don't wear a watch, though. He goes, I think you should just like start pointing at your cell phone. But if it's usually in your pocket, you'd just be looking weird by pointing at your pocket. He's like, I think your dad's gay, dude. He keeps going like.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to mention some artists.
All right.
This is a book, as I said, written in 95, The Practical Guide to Practically Everything.
Dude, this is almost 20 years old.
Jesus.
Let's see how it holds up.
And this is a thing. It says, if you like these bands, you ought to hear these bands. So I'm going to ask you guys if you guys like these bands.
It's kind of like on
like the first band or the second band?
Like on YouTube, you see a video, and then it says related videos.
Do you like Bob Dylan? In stereo.
That was like a...
Well, if you did like Bob Dylan, you might like Beck. Bragg.
The first couple albums.
Like Beck, Bragg. Or The Counting Crows.
No.
See, I kind of like Dylan, so I like Beck, but I don't like Counting Crows.
Right.
And I don't know who Billy Bragg is, but I'm not trying to brag.
Do you like Joni Mitchell?
Oh, I do.
I could live without her.
Big Yellow Taxi? Come on.
Park in the garage, and then you might like Counting Crows.
If you like Joni Mitchell, you might like Sheryl Crow.
Nah.
Katie Ling. Sarah McLachlan.
Yikes.
Are you just naming lesbian ladies?
No, that's what it says. And then a few other names I don't know, like Sean Colvin, Nancy Griffith, Jane Silsbury. Are you a fan of Led Zeppelin?
I like Led Zeppelin. I know a lot of people think they're overrated and think that the rubber plant's weird. But
I like a few of their tunes.
If you like Led Zeppelin,
I own every CD that they have.
You ought to hear L7.
What?
Why? Because it says L starts with lead and Z kind of looks like a seven.
Living Color?
No.
Who wrote this book?
Metallica.
What?
There's
Smashing Pumpkins.
No correlation so far between any of those bands.
And Soundgarden.
Soundgarden's a little bit. Probably, just because they're artists.
Maybe they just think, since you smoke or you like Led Zeppelin, you probably smoke weed, so you probably like these other bands.
Do you like Rolling Stones?
Yeah, I don't dislike them, but
certain eras.
If you like Rolling Stones.
Let me guess.
All right.
You might like Lou Reed.
No.
Bob Seger.
No.
Okay, what?
You ahead. Ought to hear Liz Phair.
What?
And Paul Westerberger.
The Replacements guy.
Mm-hmm. Do you like Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
No.
You ought to check out Aphex Twin.
I should not.
I'm familiar with Wonder Songs. They have like a hit, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd
Daddy.
Like to drink the milk from the milkman's wife's tits.
Whoa.
No, there's one about Daddy something.
I don't want to do a tits song.
Dillinger Escape Plan redid it with Mike Patton on vocals, and so then I automatically liked it.
Yeah. You a big fan of Roberta Flack?
No.
Well, if you did, you ought to hear Celine Dion.
Oh, no.
There's no reason to hear her.
Are you a fan of Jimi Hendrix?
Oh, yeah. I love Jimi Hendrix.
Sure.
Then you might want to listen to Bighead, Todd, and the Monsters.
I might not want to. Who the fuck?
Nirvana.
What kind of book is
that?
Pearl Jam and Soundgarden.
Not Stevie Ray Vaughan.
All right, I'm going to give you the source.
Nothing bluesy.
This is from the Washington Post's Fast Forward magazine, November 1994.
Okay, go.
All right, are you like a Sly and the Family Stallone?
Oh, I do, actually.
Stallone, that'd be great. Sly and the Family Stallone.
Yeah, like Frank's out there. You know? I wish.
Frank and Sly.
Sly Stallone.
Yeah, I like those guys.
You might want to listen to Arrested Development, The Beastie Boys, D-Light, Lenny Kravitz.
Those are all people that sampled him.
Don't like Lenny Kravitz. Barely like Red Hot Chili.
Okay, when you get to the end of this, I got my own I'm going to do
all right,
for
you
guys.
Do you like Lawrence Welk?
And the one, and the two. I don't.
Then you should check out Kenny G, John Tesh, and Yanni.
Wow.
Oh, man.
All right, and let's see. I'm going to go through. Do you like the Beatles?
I do.
Well, of course.
Well, then you ought to hear Gin Blossoms, Green Day, Robin Hitchcock, Matthew Sweet.
Yuck.
Okay.
I don't like this book.
Tell me who's the author of this piece of shit.
This book was authored.
I couldn't wipe my ass
with
that shit.
It's edited. It's edited by U.S. News and World Report.
They need to edit that section out of it.
I thought it was pretty funny.
It's so funny, though. It's probably someone's job, like one person. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. So it's like one person.
Well, let me give you
this is a little bit.
At the time.
Okay.
The greatest Billboard hit of all time, the top three are I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, End of the Road, Boys to Men, and The Sign by Ace of Base. And Physical was number 5 by Olivia Newton-John.
Crap! Oh, well,
it's all crap!
Physical!
I'll go with number 5. I mean.
Okay, here's the section.
Jump by Criss Cross is number 13.
Here's the section. Oh, those guys are back, by the way, and they got their clothes on right way. Criss Cross.
They're cross, Chris?
Well, I don't think they're going by Criss Cross, but they're still together. And they were releasing a new album.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if they're going... I think they're going by their names, which is Chris and Chris. But one called him named Cross because they didn't want to get confused. Anyway, if I wrote a section of this book, it'd be more like, do you like Black Sabbath?
Yes.
Then you might want to check out Caius or Stone Jesus or Chevy.
Norska?
No, not mine. Mine would be, do you like Black Sabbath?
Okay.
Then you should check out Sarah McLachlan.
Oh,
that's
no.
More like the book. Or here's a, do you like Black Sabbath?
Yes.
Then you might want to check out Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Zakk Wylde.
Dio.
80s.
Jake E. Lee.
His solo 80s stuff.
Do you like the Talking Heads? Then you might want to check out Blondie and the Ramones.
Do you like Limp Bizkit?
Yeah.
You might want to jump off a fucking cliff.
What's your favorite Talking Head song?
I really like Life During Wartime. Because this ain't
is that the
disco.
One? Once in a lifetime.
No, life.
That's once in a lifetime.
Yeah, that's one. That's the same as it ever was. That's
same
my
as it ever was.
That's my favorite video by those guys.
Yeah.
But I do like, this ain't no party.
Oh, yeah.
This ain't no disco.
This ain't no fooling around.
It's not. That's Life During Wartime.
All right.
I got some something. Some peanut butter to last a couple of days.
You know,
it's
like
very
those guys.
Quirky.
Yeah, I like those guys. They
if
have
you like
melodies.
The Talking Heads, you might like Elvis Costello or Elvis Presley.
I'm not big on either of those.
You
guys.
Don't like Elvis Costello?
I just never really got into him.
I only heard the,
I don't know.
The one song. So.
I watched
seems like Geek on Purpose, which I don't know if I'm into that.
I watched a crazy full concert of his from like 78.
Yeah.
He's whacked out crazy and he gets all sweaty and his glasses are all down on his nose and he's like... It's pretty.
Yeah, I mean,
passionate. It was a passionate.
I don't listen to him because I don't want to end up hating them.
Or was it? Or was it cocaine?
Does that it could have been the cocaine. The cocaine. But yeah, he had.
You don't want to do no cane, day.
Who was that?
That was fucking Tim Meadows.
Oh yeah,
get on any cocaine, day.
It just makes you all your problems go away. Makes you feel good. You don't want any of this.
Yeah, I know. It just makes you feel good.
Well, why don't I want it? Sounds to me like I'd want some.
God, that movie was so much kick in it.
It was. All right, let's kick up this while Dustin cops up. We're gonna hit up some celebrity birthdays today. See if you guys can guess this martial arts master's age. Steven Seagal. He'll break your arm with a pinky.
61.
Fuck, man. You're almost on fire.
I was gonna go 63.
But you guys are fucking burning each other up with fire because he's 62 years old.
Fire!
You guys were 61, 63. Boom. I think he turned into a cop for a while. Wasn't he on a police show?
Yeah, like a real life.
Mr. Lawman.
Like a reality show. He was kind of tubby and he still had his ponytail.
And he was breaking bad guys' arms. Also, you guys know this guy, Warren DeMartini, the surviving guitarist of Rat, and he also plays in Dokken now. Did you know that?
Oh, no.
Warren DeMartini plays for Dokken.
What the hell?
Well, George...
What kind of career path
Warren DeMartini.
Is
George Lynch is doing the Lynch Mob, so Dokken and the bass player...
Aren't they playing down at the Dixie next week?
Yeah. The bass player from Dokken plays for Foreigner now.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But how old do you think Warren DeMartini is?
What's this guy again?
He's a guitarist from Rat. That's not,
oh, okay.
That's not
I, knew
Rob,
I knew the name.
It's not Robert Crumb.
I'm going to go
49.
48.
50! You guys are always so close lately. I don't know how you guys are getting so...
48 popped in my head.
Do you know who loves Warren DeMartini?
Ron. He would love a band that had him and Jakey Lee with like Ron Ferris on bass and Pat Wambacher.
What's your
on the
ultimate
drums?
If you could take one bassist and one guitarist and put them together, what would you want to hear?
Jimi Hendrix and Cliff Burton.
Ooh.
Oh wow.
What about you, Lance?
I don't even know what to say about
after
that.
They'd be fighting each other.
Yeah. I would say I don't even know his name. The bass player of freaking Cannibal Corpse is super rad.
Yeah, Alex Webster.
Yep. And then I'll go with Terry.
Ow!
I'll go with Terry from the Tag Cast Podcast.
All right. That'd be me and Alex just kicking it.
Kicking and
sweet.
Sticking.
I'm going to go with...
Les Claypool.
That's what I was going to say. And then I was just going to say Steve Howe.
Dude, I read his mind a lot lately.
Yeah, I was just going to go Steve Howe and Les Claypool.
We've been talking to each other for the last 150 hours, so we kind of finished each other sandwiches or pizzas. Sandwiches. Also, birthday today, Herb, a.k.a. Tim Alexander.
From Preaches and Herb?
From Primus and Herb.
Oh,
that's why I said, what's his name, Les Claypool, because I was looking at Tim Alexander. He left the band for a while. He is back now. They'll be playing, or they already did. You guys don't even know that guy, do you? Tim Alexander from Primus?
No. 47.
I'm just going to go 90.
48. Dustin's on fire.
Ooh.
And now you might not guess this, because I was amazed at the age of this little dude.
Uh-huh.
He used to see dead people,
oh,
and he paid it forward. Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Mel Gibson.
No.
Haley Joel Osment, 16.
I'm going 24.
Boom! 24.
Yeah,
science. Up in, how'd you know? I thought he was more like 16, but then you think about it, that movie was like 17 years ago, and he was like 6, so 17 and 6.
Great show, though.
Yeah.
Science, great show.
Pretty good for Bruce Willis. Mm-hmm. I like some of Bruce Willis' stuff, but he was one of those guys that I didn't want to like, I guess because maybe of Moonlighting or something, and I also didn't want to like Bill Paxton, but they both made a ton of great movies, so I kind of like both those guys.
That is true. That is true. I have some breaking news right here.
All
right.
Breaking a couple days ago?
No, this is from... Yeah. Joe Flacco, Ravens quarterback, to play Johnny Unitas in the movie.
Oh, no.
Check out the full story at sportsordumb.com.
I doubt he's a good actor.
That's kind of plays into the whole Ravens and the Colts kind of thing, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. That's weird.
In related news, John Gallagher from Raven to play bass on new Raven album.
Oh, really?
What, like actually play bass? Or?
Well, yeah, but he plays bass on all of them. John Gallagher.
Oh, I thought you had...
Segway.
All right,
Segway.
Yeah.
Mark Gallagher to play guitar on the new Ravens album. On Ravens' new album.
With Ray Lewis. Did you know how many players are named Ray on the Ravens?
At least one.
There was two.
Ray Lewis and Ray Ray from San Diego.
Ray Rice.
Oh.
Uncle's, he was an uncle now. Did you know that?
That's my.
But he's not Ben.
No.
But his uncle is Ben.
Uncle Ben's Rice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So.
What's going on
yeah,
right now, by the way?
You a fan of North Korea?
I'm a fan
oh,
of.
Oh, I heard about
Kim Jong Un.
Did you know that North Korea. I mean, North Carolina and South Carolina, or the North and South Korea of the United States.
Yeah, I did know that.
That's super funny, by the way.
Now, they ordered its foreign diplomats to become drug dealers.
Whoa. Ooh,
I thought you were talking about something else. I saw earlier that South Korea is saying, like, next week they're going to shoot a missile.
No, like, they're always
right into the ocean.
We're going to shoot you a missile.
No, these guys were they were each sent abroad with 44 pounds of drugs and were told to raise $300,000 from sales.
Dude, so. I wish someone would send me abroad and a bunch of drugs. Yeah.
They said it seemed
you know,
like
a chick with abroad. Yeah. Get it?
Yeah, they had to. And they had to prove their loyalty. By selling it all by April 15th. It's just like a tax thing, it sounds like to me.
Well, geez, if someone like that came to Albany, I bet it'd pay
I can top well. That. I'll send you two broads and 50 pounds of drugs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Back.
But you got to listen to them.
Oh, I'm not going to. No, ain't going to do it.
It's particularly meth that they go to China and sell.
Oh,
jeez.
Could you imagine a Chinese person on meth?
Ah,
at Riley's.
How would they drive?
Why would that be any different? Why am I being so racist right now? Damn it.
Darn it all.
Darn it.
Did you know Gene Siskel died?
Yeah, I heard that.
I did.
And Roger Ebert also passed away.
Yeah. What? Yeah. When?
Just the other day.
Chuck Fairbanks died.
Did you know that... Richie Sambora has left the current Bon Jovi tour for personal matters.
Oh,
what kind of personal matters?
It's either he's too drunk or he's self-conscious about the weird sleeve tattoos he's got.
Or maybe he's Heather Locklear.
It's so personal that he is not going to say. John Bon said, I think Richie's doing all right, but I haven't spoken to him.
It's anal bleeding, isn't it?
We were super Might surprised be. On a 3:30 on show day when we got a phone call that said he wouldn't be there.
On show day?
3:30 on show day. Canadian guitarist Phil X has replaced Sambora for the rest
Who's
of the
he
tour.
From?
It doesn't even say. He's from Canada.
Some hot shot.
Oh, he plays with Nickelback.
Gunslinger.
Oh. I asked someone that question from the previous season or so. If they would go on tour with Nickelback for $1 million, like as their guitarist or bass player.
Uh-huh. Would you?
I don't know if I don't know, dude.
Would, dude.
I think I remember talking about this. Like, we talked about whether you'd be able to dress yourself or not.
if you could wear like death metal shirts or something, just to say, look, I'm not really into this
so
stuff.
So he looked like the guy, remember in Faith No More, like the...
Yeah, he'd wear like a dude, napalm death shirt.
Like carcass shirts and stuff.
He was a death metal head. So I guess that movie I contributed money to last weekend was the leader at the box office over the weekend.
I saw that. That's so cool. That's a good world to live in when a movie
26
like that
million
is number one
in box office receipts. G.I. Joe's Retaliation is tied for second.
Thank goodness Sandra Bullock didn't have a movie out this week.
With the Croods, which is like a weird thing.
Welcome to the Scat Lounge. We just scat everything.
It's the Scatcast podcast.
What do you think about that Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon thing now? I mean, where's Conan sitting all that? Where's Dave Letterman sitting all that?
Are we still scat?
I think Conan really got fucked over on that deal.
I know, but you know that they announced Fallon's taking over next year for Leno, right?
Oh, yeah. I heard we were talking about that a week or two ago.
Were we?
Conan. I was, and you were like acting like I was making up stuff or
Conan
something.
Conan is hilarious. I think he probably should have got the nod. Fallon's just kind of a... He can do the job, but he's not the talent that Conan
is. He's just kind of like fallen into it, actually.
It's not the Tonight Show audience, though.
Well, I think they're trying to make it younger. Because what's his name's moving
he's
back?
Too fucking jumpy around for that, man.
Jimmy Kimmel's moving to 11:30.
Where? So, who's taking over?
On ABC. They're thinking about getting Seth Meyers to do.
Yeah, the 12:30
slot.
Tina Fey.
Yeah,
Tina Fey's in the running, I would imagine. You know, because she's got nothing going on
for her own show.
Why don't they have Lorne Michaels do it?
Shit, he
where's Craig
funny.
Ferguson? Is he still out there at the 2:30?
He's the king of late night for me, man. He's a funny guy.
He is so funny. God, he's
you know, you got to give Letterman the nod, you know, just because he's Letterman and, you know, he's true to himself always.
Given the choice, he's my favorite to watch.
And but Leno, he can go suck a dick.
Whoa.
And Conan, well, fucking I don't get TBS, so fuck off, Conan.
You could make a California potato chip on Jay Leno's chin.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
gross. I could make a California Dorito is what you'd make on his chin, remember?
Yep. Did you guys know that new kids on
denim chin.
New Kids on the Block are still playing shows?
Mm hmm.
And
they're hanging tough.
Jonathan Knight.
Nothing.
He left.
Nothing on my hanging tough.
Hang tough. He left the stage during a concert in New York, like in the middle of the show. He had struggle with anxiety.
Oh yeah, did you hear about that that basketball player who had anxiety, Terry?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, Nervous Purvis.
Yeah, it was Nervous Purvis.
No, but I heard about that guy at college that got his leg busted out of the skin. God, that was a brutal picture.
Wasn't that?
I didn't see the video, but I saw the picture.
This guy got drafted. What was it? Sixth.
Yeah.
In the NBA draft, that's big money, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he couldn't fly. He couldn't get on the plane. Anxiety.
So he's been sitting out all year.
Yeah, he couldn't get on the plane.
So he doesn't dunk well then if he can't fly, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, think
so
of
he was
fans.
Just a small town boy. Living in a lonely world.
Uh-huh.
And then he got made the big time and he couldn't fucking step up.
Living.
And yeah, and the fans got all pissed because the fans, you know, I mean, generally people don't understand anxiety. In the masses.
And you know what happened?
Crowd. People just tell you to man up or whatever.
He had to sit out for a year, right?
Well, he chose to sit out for a year. See, and then the team lost their pick.
So essentially what he did was he took the midnight train going nowhere.
He did, dude. Going anywhere.
You guys both sang Journey on one episode.
And I don't even like Journey.
Just a small town girl.
Oh, a smile, you can share the night.
Oh, on and on and on.
Well, if there happen to be any listeners left that hasn't turned off their computers or personal listening devices at this point, we'd hope to tell you that it's okay to tune back in now because they have stopped talking. And now
did you know that you can hire mourners?
For your funeral?
Yeah, $38 or $68 each.
Ooh.
Would you do that? Would you become a professional mourner? $68 per mourn.
Yeah, because I heard you can fucking score at funerals.
Well, you would have, you know, you would have to be like, you'd you know, some people might want you to tear up. Some people might want you to, you know.
Oh, dude, I can tear up. I could tear up.
So $68, yeah. I mean,
money's money.
You'd have to hit a couple a day.
I'd really doubt that there's like more than a 2-hour funeral.
Yeah,
right?
You'd have to hit two a day, though. I mean, to make it a living of a.
Yeah, but still, you're getting
bucks.
About $30 an hour.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You just have to have.
If you lived in a really big city like L.A. where there's lots of people dying all the time, you might be alright.
You would, but what would you just wait at the. Like, you'd say you'd be there at like 9:30 in the morning, and as the cars would drive by, you'd go, hey, you know, if you need an extra mourner. I'm here, so $50.
Like at Home Depot where you can rent workers?
If you need an extra mourner, just call me first thing in the morning.
Hey,
speaking of people dying and shit.
What's in Hans's 80?
Find out now and we'll find out.
Taters.
What's in Hans's 80?
Gators.
Always something cool.
Because he always eats potatoes. Hans is listening to a local band today, out of Eugene, of the doom and psychedelia variety, Rye Wolves, Oceans of Delicate Rain.
Seen them with Yob, and they weren't too bad when I saw them.
They're pretty droney, pretty cool. Yeah, I like those guys. Abe is my good friend.
That was a good watch.
He's a good tattoo artist. He made one of the skulls that are on my arm there, so nice. Shout out to Rye Wolves, and I think they're having the one-year anniversary of his... what's it called? It's a
bar mitzvah.
No, it's a tattoo studio, but it's no. He's been snipped for years. He's been snipped for
How
years.
How do you know?
He showed me his penis one time.
Dude, that's funny because it goes into that Todd in the Book of Evil.
Yeah,
that was just a bit in there. It's funny though. I'm not gonna go into explaining it. It wouldn't be funny.
That was just a bit in there.
Right. Was that what you had? No, he's listening to the Rye Wolves, right?
Yeah, that's what I told you. Rye Wolves, Oceans of Delicate Rain.
All right.
I was trying to remember before you guys fucked me all up what the name of that guy's tattoo shop is. It's something with the V. The U is a V because he's like...
Oh, it's Vesuvius.
No.
It's a...
No, it doesn't even have a V in it, but the...
Oh, it's got a U in it.
But he puts a V instead.
Uterian.
No U in it. It's a V.
Uterian.
That's
a V? You told me...
I'm trying to confuse you now, because you'll never guess. Hey, guess what? You'll never guess. But
what
anyway.
Do you got in your 8 deck?
My 8 deck?
Oh, I got one.
Did you order your Brutal Truth 8-track yet?
I did not, but...
I see Jared had his.
Jared did, and like he sent me a picture, and I was like, God.
You know it's
I
gone.
Saw a picture, but do you think that he has an 8-track player?
No, but I do. I wonder if he wants to come over and play it.
Hey, you want to come
to
my garage and
over.
Play your 8-track?
Do you
want to
hear what's in my 8-track?
Yes, I do.
True story, Heart Dreamboat Annie.
Wow. Dreamboat Annie.
That's a decent album. That has magic.
Yeah, I'm a Dreamboat Annie.
For some reason, my kid's been going...
That's good.
He really likes Heart these days, so he's like when he was over. Like,
is he crazy on him?
That song's on there.
Crazy on you. Crazy on you.
Is that a Barracuda?
No, but it
probably
also
one of the better
have,
songs.
That's on Little
in my
Queen.
My opinion,
Little Queens is that album.
It also doesn't. Have, it also doesn't have Dog and Butterfly, which is probably their best song.
The Dog and the Butterfly.
I thought their best song was Never.
No, it's these dreams that I All right, if you guys are getting hungry, you should probably go get some pizza now.
Dude, you know what I'm saying is I got a recommendation for Hans.
Okay, what do you got?
Hacksaw to the throat.
Hacksaw to the throat. You know, I was trying to think of what I've been listening to, but I've been listening to Black Sabbath just about every day. So the last Black Sabbath I listened to after the one that I had on Monday, which was Heaven and Hell, I was listening to Sabotage, which is a fucking awesome album.
Which album is that?
It's got them standing in front of a mirror.
Is it the second one or the third?
It's like the fifth
or
sixth. It came out after Volume 4. It's like 75, somewhere around that has Sabbath.
What's the second one?
No, it doesn't. The second one was Paranoid, I think.
Oh, okay. What's a better album, Paranoid or the first one?
I am partial to Black Sabbath, the first one.
I think that's what I'd go for, too.
Yeah.
But Paranoid's kind of like the Led Zeppelin 4,
it's
right?
It's like their Injustice for All. Or
it's their Led Zeppelin 4.
It's their swan song?
It's their, you know, it's like, everything's a hit, back-to-back hit.
Yeah, you just play it on KZL and it's okay. They don't even have to push skip. Do you love pizza?
I do.
Okay, good. Me too.
I ordered 3 pizzas the other day.
Wow.
I and Chris hung out. I was like, is it weird when one person orders 3 pizzas?
Not to him, because that's his bread and butter. That's his bread and butter. That's his breadsticks.
That's his breadstick.
That's his breadsticks and marijuana sauce. Marijuana sauce. Do you love pizza but hate waiting? Do you hate pizza that you don't have to wait for? Well, pizza now kills 2 birds with 1 pizza stone.
Do you love pizza you have to wait
for? I like that.
What's wrong with you?
They've got hot pizzas that are fresh all day for $5 a piece. Your choice, pepperoni, cheese, or sausage. And their specialty pizzas, you only have to wait a little bit for them. Porcupine.
I know, the specialty ones are so good.
Taco pizza.
And all the little bites and everything they can have, too.
Pizza balls, breadsticks. And don't forget, go check out Complete Ag Resolutions on Facebook. They got a Facebook page. They'll fix your tractor. They'll soup up your rig. They'll pour soup on your head. Ask Stan.
Soup
he'll do
up
anything.
By Kia, do you think?
No, they're anti-Kia.
I don't think you can soup up a Kia.
Nah. You could soup up the looks by slamming 20s on it.
Nice.
Check out vfmf.org as well. It's a musical scholarship of sorts, giving away instruments to kids 10 to 17. And don't forget about all things Sick Daddy at sickdaddy.com.
No, flyjelly.com.
Oh, that's changed now?
Yeah.
No more Sick Daddy at all?
Well, people go to Fly Jelly.
Okay, flyjelly.com. Tagcastpodcast.com. Check out all those. Go to iTunes and rate us.
Heck yeah. Donate $1.
Donate $100. We don't care. It's all good.
Yeah, we're looking for seasonal sponsors.
Yep, and we're going to be funding some trips up north to Portland. Mm-hmm. We're funding some new chairs for our asses to sit in.
And if you have...
How about some pillows, at least?
If you have...
Yeah, we'll start with pillows.
A lower lumbar support.
If you know of a place in your area that you're just tired of hearing their jingle, let us know, and maybe we'll rewrite one for them and send it to them.
Why buy a mattress anywhere else, please?
Do you know you know who George Moreland is?
George Moreland Plumbing, the water heater king.
Dun, 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 dun.
What about 800-588-2300 Empire?
What about the old I was reading that Chris Rock book the other day, and it said in the back that he is now doing this is how old it is. He is currently doing 1-800-COLLECT commercials.
Sweet. Well, that's
but
an old
book. You have a special connection too, don't you?
Yeah, I have a jacket that I stole of sorts, and it had a SOD patch over the back.
You admitted
it
on the podcast before, came out.
Second
like,
episode.
Yeah,
you're
like, I don't even care.
Yep.
I don't think you stole it. You just happened to cross it.
Yeah, and if I would have wanted to post it on Craigslist or something, did you lose your SOD jacket at the Wehrmacht concert?
But who would do that? I would never.
I wouldn't. I'm keeping that fucker until the guy tears it off my cold, dead back.
Nice.
Thanks for listening on a hump day, you guys. We're going to get the fuck out of here. I got to pee.
Can you pull the hat off of a dead man's
penis
head when he's a zombie? Because he's still kind of alive, huh?
Can you pull the hat off of a dead man's head?
Like if he had a cool hat?
If he was
a
zombie, because a zombie's still alive, right?
Ah, yeah. That's a good question. We'll think about that till Friday. We'll give you the answer on Friday. Yeah. Or I will give you the answer. I sure would like
I'm
to get
hungry.
Floyd on. I know. Let's go get some pizza. And when we get Floyd on the show, I'm going to paint him pink.
You should.
And then we can say, today on the show we have Pink Floyd. Peace out, nookas. Not only do I need pizza, I need to pee. Now. Hello, Taggets. Looking for something fun to do? You should be, because sitting at home's not fun always. Only sometimes. So here's some shows coming up that you should go enjoy. Saturday, April 13th, Lidless Eye making their debut in Tangent at the Dixie there with Catechist and Choke the Silence. It's a 9 o'clock show. It's 21 and over, and it's free. If you're not in that area and you happen to be in Eugene, check out Crimson Guardian with Nuclear Salt, not to be confused with Nuclear Assault, and Zero Season. They're at John Henry's, which I guess is slowly turning into a sports bar. But that's April 13th, also 9 o'clock, probably a few dollars cover charge there. And if metal is not your cup of tea, then go down to the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing at the City, 2222 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Eugene. Five finalists trying to make their way into the finals. Go cast your vote. April 19th and 20th at Stump Fest. I should be there, but I probably am not going to. But ton of cool bands like Diesto, Satan, featuring Travis from Yob, and the drummer from Norska. Norska will also be there. Lord Dying, Floor, which I've heard, and they are good, and many more. That's at Mississippi Studios in Portland. It's a two-day thing, so get your tickets now for that. Check out information online. Sunday, April 21st, it's the third annual Doug Benson 420 show at the Wow Hall, always a day late. Tickets are probably 10 or 15 bucks or somewhere around there. Check it out. The Wow Hall will have information for you. Also at the Wow Hall, Thursday, April 25th, it's No Means No. And if you don't catch that show, they'll also be in Portland on the 26th at the Hawthorne Theater. Sunday, April 28th at Sam Bond's Garage, my first time doing comedy there. Bleepin' Funny with your host, Leanne Jashaway, who just recently hosted the comedy competition. I think Seth Milstein will be doing a set there and a bunch of other people. It's PG-13 or TG-13, if you will. Bleepin' Funny, a clean comedy show. It's 8 p.m. It's free. It's 21 and over. It's April 28th, and that's on Blair Boulevard. May 4th, more comedy coming to Eugene. Amy Schumer at McDonald Theater. She recently got signed on by Comedy Central for her own 30-minute show, so congratulations to her. And if you're not in Eugene, or if you just plain old like the whitest kids you know better than Amy Schumer, you should head up to Portland at the Hawthorne Theater. That's May 4th. They'll be up there. I've been watching those guys the last couple weeks, and they are hilarious. Also, big names coming to the Baghdad Theater, big names in comedy. Jay and Silent Bob, May 9th. That's at the Baghdad Theater in Portland. They'll be doing their thing on the same stage I've told jokes on several times, so that's kind of cool. Bill Cosby also coming to Portland on May 11th at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. Who else is coming? Hypocrisy, if you like death metal, May 15th with Chrissian Aborted and Starkill. That's at Bronx in Portland. Don't forget May 18th, Cannibal Corpse, Napalm Death, Immolation, and about three other bands that are hard to pronounce, but I'll skip that. Wonder Ballroom, I'm going to try to be there. Primus will be at the Cuthbert Amphitheater in Eugene on May 24th. Lots of good shows coming up. May 28th, Bolt Thrower and Benediction, two old school bands from across the pond, are invading Portland at the Star Theater with local crust gods Hellshock opening the show. May 28th, we've been talking about this band, didn't know they were coming. They should be playing with Korn and Meatloaf, but they're not. It's Cake at the Doug Fir Lounge. Also coming up in June, we got Tracy Morgan in Portland and Lynyrd Skynyrd and Bad Company. So we'll tell you more information about those shows because they're not until June, which is the month we'll be taking the podcast on the road to Portland. Thanks for listening, you guys. Go out and do something fun. Then get home and listen to the Tagcast podcast at tagcastpodcast.com.